You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Debbie Delgado, the entrepreneur launcher and owner of DebbieDelgado.com, dedicated to helping women business owners with big visions launch their businesses and incomes. Today's topic, how to keep your deep, dark secrets from sabotaging your business success. Debbie, certainly a privilege to have you back with us on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm excited to be here.
So I'm certainly intrigued by the topic. Why this topic?
Well, Eric, I'm seeing a really disturbing trend right now, and I'm hearing from business owners who are actually closing their doors right now. They've gotten to the frustration point with their businesses where they're actually closing them down and going back to work for someone else. And this is a real shame and a real tragedy for people who really have a big vision for what they want to do and who they want to serve. And in working with hundreds of clients over the last several years, helping them grow their businesses and their business incomes, what I've learned is that it's often not the case that their business skills are what's getting in their way. You know, there's tons of resources and help out there for people in growing their business skills and those technical areas of their business. What I'm seeing holding people back are things that are going on inside of them. And if you trace those back, it really tends to go back to experiences that they, you know, that they kind of feel are deep and dark secrets in their past that are affecting them now in ways where they're sabotaging their business and they're sabotaging their business results. And I've had this experience myself with my own business. And, you know, early on in my business, I was really underpricing. And I thought it was a smart business move at the time because I was getting clients like crazy. My business was growing. And it wasn't until a couple years later that I realized that I was underpricing because I didn't want to hear no's from people. So the strategy that I was using was meeting my need to be able to say yes. And so there was an issue there with me in hearing no from people that was stopping me from making the income that I really wanted to make in my business and to charging prices that would allow my clients to get the most value out of the service that I was providing. And, you know, I've seen this happen with myself and I've seen this happen with my clients where what's going on, you know, they're taking experiences from their past that are still affecting them today and it's sabotaging them in all different ways in their business, particularly around sales and pricing and the income that they're making. And the end result of that, Eric, can be shutting your business doors, which is such a shame.
What has been your experience around this?
Well, you know, for myself, Eric, a few years ago, I finally realized that although I had the potential to really play big in my business, I was holding myself back and I could not figure out why. And finally, it hit me in the head. And that was, I was afraid if I got big that all of my deep, dark secrets from my past would come out, and I didn't want people to know about them. I was hiding them. I was ashamed of them. And it was a real awakening for me. And instead of working, you know, focusing solely on increasing my business skill, which would not have solved the problem, I started addressing the real cause of what was holding me back at that time. And the real cause was, you know, seeing my past as a tragedy or, you know, something to be ashamed of instead of seeing the truth about it. And, you know, instead of seeing the gifts in it and the idea that everything that I've been through in my life has caused me to grow in ways that now I can use to help other people. And I'm not alone in that. That's true for everyone. And so we spend so much time hiding things from our past and being afraid that those things will come out that we really miss the opportunity in all that.
Debbie, what mistakes do you see people making that end up in sabotage in their business results?
Well, to kind of group them all together, you know, again, as I said a moment ago, really seeing your past as some kind of tragedy or something to be ashamed or hidden, instead of seeing it as a critical growth experience or a series of growth experiences that you've had that can really help you do what you're here to do through your business. So, you know, it comes out in sabotaging yourself in various ways in your business, whether it be, you know, well, here's a good example. You'll see two different business owners pick up the same tool or strategy. And they may even have similar businesses and sell similar products or services. And they'll pick up, say, a marketing program. And they'll try to implement it in their business. And for one, it'll work perfectly. And for the other, absolutely nothing happens. Okay? It's not the strategy or the tool that's causing that result. It's something else. And oftentimes, it's something that's going on in that person as a result of something that's happened in their past that they really haven't resolved or come to terms with, and it's affecting their behavior now. So, for example, I was talking to a client yesterday, and she is very hesitant to share her own powerful story with audiences, even though she knows that she can inspire them to reach their goals if she shares that story. Well, as we looked back, what we discovered was, you know, she had been taught as a child that you don't share things about yourself. You don't stand out. In fact, this was in the 40s in Germany, and if you stood out, you had the chance to actually be killed. So what we were able to look at is that, you know, her parents taught her that idea of don't stand out, don't be special, don't be unique, because it's actually dangerous. So they did that for a very good reason, to protect her. However, fast forward to today, where she's trying to accomplish this big goal in her business, and she's still operating by that idea of don't stand out, don't be different, don't share your story, and it's actually hurting her in her business.
Today we're joined by Debbie Delgado, the entrepreneur, launcher, and owner of DebbieDelgado.com, dedicated to helping women business owners with big visions launch their businesses and incomes here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Debbie, where do you most see the effects of this in people's businesses?
Well, I'll tell you, Eric, the place that I see it the most is where it really counts, in their pricing and in their sales. There are so many talented business owners that I see out there, and they've got an incredible product or service to offer, and they're pricing it too low, which can cause a variety of different issues in your business. You know, everything from not making the amount of money that you want to not allowing people to get as much value as they can by investing more in whatever it is that you offer, to underpricing yourself to the point where certain people won't even buy from you because you're underpriced. And that's something that people don't think about a lot. You know, if your price is too cheap, there are a certain number of people who will look at you and say, they must not be that good because they're charging so little. The other place besides pricing is just in the sales process itself. I mean, one of the reasons that being an entrepreneur is such an incredible personal growth experience for people is because they have to learn to sell for themselves, whatever product and service they're offering. And even if they were a top salesperson in a company selling for someone else, it's totally different to sell for yourself. And to be quite honest, all your crap comes up when you're learning how to do that. And some people never move through it. It's such an incredible growth experience, and you really have to come to terms with who you are and what your value is and how you truly serve people in a sales conversation and what that looks like. And, you know, if you come to that conversation all wounded and needy and, you know, thinking of yourself as a victim of your past, you are not going to be effective. So again, I see this, you know, affecting people where it really counts when it comes to business. Because if your business isn't making a profit, you don't have a business. You either have a failing business or a dying business, or you have a really expensive hobby. So it really hits people where it counts.
What can people do about this?
Well, I think there's several things that people can do when they see that this is an issue for them. Number one, you need to start taking responsibility for the results that you're causing in your business. So this is a big step for people, especially people that, you know, have, like I say, a lot of kind of deep, dark stuff in their past. Is it's very easy for them to have moved into kind of a victim stage. And when you're growing a business, if you're coming from that kind of victim energy, it's not going to work because you're responsible for everything that happens in your business and all the results that you get. There's nobody handing you a paycheck every 2 weeks. Like, you're creating it. And so if you can move into a place of taking responsibility for all the results that you get there and, you know, stop acting like a victim and start acting like a creator, that is a huge step. And right along with that is really deciding, making the decision to address the real issues that are going on with you and your business and the results that you're getting. It's so easy to kind of fall into that, oh, I'll just deal with the surface causes. Oh, you know, maybe my website isn't pretty enough, or I need a prettier business card, or I need this fancy marketing program. Well, the thing is, none of those are going to work for you if you're not coming from the right, you know, powerful, creative kind of energy that's going to be translated to people so that they're going to want to buy from you. So, you know, stop dealing with the, quote, easy, comfortable surface issues and really be willing to take a look underneath and see, you know, what is going on in me that's causing some of these challenges that I'm having. And along with both of those things, especially that second one, you know, if you're willing to take a look inside and see what's really going on, be willing to look at it objectively versus judgmentally and just see it for what it is. Oh, okay, you know, I was abused as a child, and now, you know, I learned when I was abused that it was important to never show vulnerability because that could be dangerous for you. But now, never showing vulnerability is really hurting me in my business. So I need to change that. And, you know, throw out all the judgment part of it where, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this 30 years later, and how could I be so stupid? Because that will just make the process take longer. Like, now you're distracted and, you know, by looking at it that way. But really kind of step back and observe it and see it for what it is and realize You've had the experiences in your life that you've had for a reason. You know, as long as you see them as a tragedy, or you see yourself as a victim, or you see your past as shameful, those experiences are going to hold you back in your current results. But when you can learn to look at what you've been through in your past and all of the growth experiences and opportunities that you've had, you can really start to see that those events and circumstances have prepared you to help other people in really huge ways. And when you can make that shift, everything will change for you. And I guess the last piece of advice, you know, there is, if you're not able to do that on your own, and many people aren't, get the help you need to take a look at that and see what's going on underneath and trace things back, challenges that you're having now, back to their original cause inside of you and address that cause. That's the only thing that's going to fix the issue on a, you know, on a permanent basis. If you keep using these band-aid approaches of a pretty new website or a fancy new marketing program, it's not going to work. You've got to fix the real issue.
Most definitely. Really a topic that we could spend a long time speaking about. We don't speak about it enough. This has been very helpful. Debbie, if you would tell our folks what they can expect by visiting DebbieDelgado.com.
Well, Eric, I've got a free gift for anybody who visits that site that will really help you start taking a look at what we've been talking about here in the area of the sales that your business. So I really encourage you to go there and grab that free gift. I think it will really help.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for those listening in today?
Yes, Eric. Here's what I would say. Don't ignore the most important part of your business, and that's you. You and your growth and who you're being and how you're being. And invest at least as much time and money in those areas as you do with the more skill parts of your business. And I guarantee your results will change.
Well, Debbie, thanks so much for joining us once again. And you have yourself a fantastic day. And look forward to your joining us in the future.
Thank you so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Debbie Delgado, the entrepreneur launcher and owner of DebbieDelgado.com, dedicated to helping women business owners with big visions launch their businesses and incomes. And once again, the website of reference is DebbieDelgado.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.